Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. But I want you to know that communion, let me say this to you first. I want to deal with restoring the grace of Holy Communion. It is a grace from God. It's a favor from God, but if you don't understand it, first of all, let's understand this fact, and we'll go over it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 in a few moments. Communion is a grace of the new covenant. Everybody say new covenant. The problem has been we've been trying to receive communion by the law. And Satan has tricked us along those lines. Communion is not under the covenant of the law. It's under the covenant of grace. It is a New Testament, a new covenant grace that Jesus has provided for us. It is supposed to bless us, not frighten us. All right? Secondly, remember now, the Lord wants you to know this, remember that in Christ, there's no condemnation. One of the things that Satan will use to keep you from flowing in God's grace is condemning you because you missed the mark. But you need to point your finger at Satan and tell him Jesus didn't, and I'm in him. Another thing you can find in 1 Corinthians 11, I'll just skip about and say some things. I think I need to read those things with you because those things have been frightening. Notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, you know it's from the 23rd verse on through the 34th verse. But I want you to notice in the 24th verse, and when he had given thanks, he break it. It's Jesus. He is Jesus. And Jesus said something. Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now, that's not the scripture I wanted to read, but that's the way the Holy Spirit worked. But I needed to read it because I need to share something with you now. You see, communion is a whole package. It's about what Jesus did at Calvary, but we must rightly divide communion. Good God Almighty. You see, you don't chunk the blood up with the body. Both of them, you got to separate them. You got to separate them, then bring them back together. The blood is for a reason. The body is for a reason. If you don't get it, you're not going to get the whole package. Now, let's see. Let's look at the blood. Now, I'll read the verse that I was about to read. But the Lord wanted me to read that because one of the reasons we're not getting the full fruition out of this revelation is because we haven't separated the body from the blood or the blood from the body. Both produces something that sheds God's amazing grace. You heard what I said? Yeah, see, the blood is amazing. The body is amazing. And if we take it properly, our lives will be amazing. How many ready to live the amazing life? The amazing grace life. All right, all right. Now watch this. In the 25th verse now, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is what? This cup is what? In my blood. This cup is the New Testament. This cup is not the Ten Commandments. This cup is not based on your performance. This cup is based on promises that I have provided for you, and you take it by faith. This cup is not based on your goodness. This cup is based on his goodness. And because you are his child, your sin has been forgiven past, present, and future. You have a monitor in you called a conscience. Because you're a child of God, you don't want to live any kind of way. You live to the glory of God, but every now and then you miss it. Anybody in here that haven't missed it, just go on, pray for me. But grace cover you. I want you to say with all the gusto you have in you, I have a right to come to this table. Jesus paid for my seat at this table. I'm not going to let the devil talk me out of it. I'll never take communion word another day in my life. I will not worry. You're not going to drop dead for taking communion. You're not going to become sick for taking communion. You're not going to become weak for taking communion. What kind of grace is that? That's backward teaching. That's not rightly dividing the word of truth. My spiritual father used to say this: that's ignorance going to seed. Nobody could say that like Brother Hagin. You know, that's ignorant going to see. Brother Hagin was such a humble man, he could say something, cut you all up, and you still don't see it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, now here's another thing. You do show the Lord death till he come. You do not. You're not showing your performance. You're showing his promises. This is something that's already provided for me. I don't have to do no works to get it. It's a grace. I have my place at this table. I accepted Jesus Christ. Jesus on the table. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death that he come. Well, for whosoever shall eat, here we go now. Yeah, we're getting afraid. Yeah, we're going to get scared right here. Well, for so whosoever, verse 27, shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily. Oh, Lord. Then they put this word guilt in there. Shall be guilty. Ain't nobody got no time for that. Ain't nobody won't be guilty of the Lord's body and blood. And so we have tried to clean ourselves up so we won't be guilty. And we have tried to judge ourselves. Listen, you are judged. Listen to me. You listen to me? You're judged by the blood. You already been judged by the blood of Jesus. Jesus took my judgment. Do not come to this table on your own merit. You will fail. Do not come to this table on your own faith. You will fail. You must come with your faith in his faith. What Jesus have done, I have a right to come to this table. This table have a right to heal me, make me strong, and give me a long, satisfied life. Not because of what I've done. I didn't do nothing last week. You know what I really believe? I really believe if that were true, all of us would be dead. We probably would have died many years ago. Thank God. All of y'all know a few things you can die about. Wasn't for the grace of God, right? Guilty. Most Christians walk around condemned and guilty. And because they miss it, every now and then, baby, you're going to miss it. Your body, your mind, especially your mind. But when under the gospel of grace, the covenant of grace, she didn't want that preacher. They want performance preacher. Preachers start performing, choirs performing. Nobody operating under grace. Let God, grace take care of the. See, you cannot function for the emotion of the people. Your functioning must be calling for the glory of God. Under the glory of God, people get blessed. Can I get a hallelujah? Amen. So y'all get up out there with that guilt in it. You are not condemned. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Now, when he said, you know that Romans 8, turn there, because you need to see this. Romans 8, 1. See, condemnation is what Satan ride to get in your life. You have to know that you're not a convict. You have to know you're in Christ. You have to know that if you make a mistake, Christ going to cover that for you. Your conscience is going to tell you something. You're going to clear it up. You're a child of God, aren't you? There's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. You got it? Romans 8 and 1? Huh? Who walk not after the flesh. That's where we blow it at. Who walk not after self-effort. Ain't talking about your body. Self-strength, self-ability. But after the strength and ability of the Spirit. Not a person in your following self-purposely. Because you know what self would do. Self will sell you out in a split second. But you have to understand, when you look at flesh in the book of Romans, you're dealing with self-effort, self-ability. And so whoever follow after their self-ability with their Bible in their hand, quoting the scriptures and not recognizing Jesus' blood did it, that person will be condemned. Oh, man, I left you. I left you. I left you. See, who's that? With your Bible in your hand, quoting scriptures, and still getting left behind. Because you're dependent on what you could do and not what Jesus has already done. Anybody feel a little better? I'm trying to work with your feeling and your faith this morning. Because we got this is a celebration. This is a hallelujah time. That's why we've been taking communion the last 6 or 7 Sundays. I don't know how long I'm going to take it every Sunday until I'm satisfied. That you know that communion is on your side and not against you, that you can get healed today. When you drink from that cup and take that broken body for your healing, and it Jesus gave it to us for a reason, so it must have some significance. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to take my communion, me. Nothing wrong with that, but know what you're taking. So let me go on some more things I want to say to you. You say, verse 28, let a man examine himself. See right now, that right there. So there you now, you examine yourself. Now what I did, no Sunday communion, the Thursday, you know. And you're trying to pray, you're trying to sit down, you're reading the Bible, and say, well, what did I do? Lord, how much? You'll never know all you've done. But thank God you have a covering. I'm covered by the blood. Now let me go down the line and give you some points here. And I just went to this. I would text the Son in the Lord's body, and he said, many are weak, sickly among you. I want to look at all that in a new way today. Now, there's a restoration taking place in the body of Christ. I can sense the anointing right now. And great things are supposed to happen when we take communion. Yeah, I mean, my God, great healing is supposed to take place. And then all of us are going to live long. I'm getting younger every day. Who getting younger? Who won't go with me? Who won't come go with me? My youth is being renewed like the eagle. That's a grace, you know. That's a grace, you know. Don't let this white hair fool you. I'm young in spirit and heart. I could die like some of y'all are doing, but I just left less dead gray, you know. We have some white hairs in me, if that dye go away, boy. But that's all right. You can go ahead and laugh. So you ready to take notes now? Yes, communion is a new covenant grace. Remember, in Christ, there's no condemnation. You've got you covered. I'm not guilty because he took my guilt. Communion showed the Lord death until he come. Unworthily mean irreverent and ignorant. You're taking something. In a few moments, you'll be taking something that's already paid for. Glory to God. You hear me? You're taking something that's already paid for to bless you. Tell the person next to you, be blessed.
Be blessed.
Tell them, don't be guilty.
Be
blessed.
Be blessed.
Jesus got it covered. Discerning the lost body is understanding why Jesus died. It is not under the law that we take communion by performance, but it is by what? Grace. Come on, talk to me, church. Grace. Everything communion promised is already finished. Turn to John 19. Look at verse 30. Everything communion promised is already finished. It is in the finished work of grace. The finished work of the cross. You look there in one of the seven sayings of Jesus on the cross there in John 19, 30. He said two powerful words or three powerful words. It is finished. The finished work of Christ include his cross, his grave, and his resurrection, and his seated position, and he's coming back again. What's finished? Everything finished. All the plans of redemption is finished. I'm saved now. I have eternal life now. I have the abundant life now. I'm free now. I have authority over Satan now. I'm the head, not the tail, now. Whether it look like it, whether I feel like it or not, I know it. Now. I'm blessed now. I'm blessed when hell break out. You got to come to the point where I'm excited about taking this bread. I'm excited about drinking from this cup because I know anything, any moment, supernatural thing can happen when I'm at this table. The Lord prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Not my head, but all. Huge glory. My cup runneth over. I'm at a table that's for me, not against me. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Not guilty.
No
condemnation.
No
judgment. God dog it, boy, that's blessing. See, we've been teaching it backwards. We've been trying to do it by the commandment. The Ten Commandments is not for you now. Thou shall not, thou shall not. The Lord said, I will, I will. By the law of faith, and I'm going to show you that law in a few minutes, by the law of faith we participate in communion, not on our worthiness, but his worthiness. Did you get that? Come on, now you got to get that. Come on, get that now, get that now. By the law of faith, we participate in communion, not on our worthiness, but his worthiness. If you happen to be in any sin, if you take this communion right, you're going to get out of it.
That's right.
If God ever opened to you how much he loves you, you're going to protect your righteousness. And you're going to protect your holiness. It's better. Holiness is better. But God won't force it on you. But he'll put it before you. As you sit here and listen to his voice today, he's telling you how much he loves you. He's telling you he's already forgiven you. He's telling you, I'm about to move that mountain that's standing in your way, keeping you from my blessing. I'm about to move that mountain on your behalf. He's telling you, I'm about to let the forces of my rivers flow in your life to clear out every thief and everything that's holding you back. He's telling you, I'm about to let my wind blow from the four corners of the earth to blow things out of your life that not need to be in your life. He's telling you, I'm about to let my fire burn so you can see my glory. Tell three people, church alive, church alive, church alive. Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God loved me. This I know. For the Bible tell me so. Hallelujah. Say it, man, say it. God love me. This I know. For the Bible tell me so. I'm forgiven in Christ. I'm covered by grace. Hallelujah. I'll say this with great reverence, great respect. All my mistakes are on Jesus. And I say this with great, great unction. The devil is a lie. He's not my friend. So he will not live in my house. He will not live in my car. And he will not live in God's temple. Glory. I say glory. I receive some. Glory. No more condemnation. I'm not going to hold my head down. I'm going to hold my hands up and give God praise. Thank you for saving me, God. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for setting me free. I will not listen to the devil's lie. I will walk in the truth. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The very place we're so supposed to get blessed, the devil get us nervous like we're not worthy. And we come too nervous to receive. That's over. I know better. Say it. Tell somebody, I know better. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel a dance coming on. Hallelujah. You know why I'm so happy? You know why I'm so free? God's people getting free. So you're on drugs. You love Jesus. He's going to get you off them. Keep on taking communion. Hallelujah. You see my point? We can't tell people, clean yourself, then come take a bath. Clean yourself up, then come take a bath. That's backward talking, isn't it? I remember we studied the culture of honor. Me and my blood son, we were shocked how far we were off. And we got to stop being afraid of sin. The church sees sin and get in fear. And they won't put people out because people got some sins in their life. Man, that's backward. That's who you take in. Teach them. Preach to them. Love them. Lay your hand on them. Walk with them. Talk with them. Tell them they're going to make it. That's the real church. Let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. That's the church. I will never use this pulpit again as a whooping pole. No, 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 no. I'm a feed God's sheep. Everybody gonna get out. Everybody go free. The gospel will set you free. Not gossip. We were not told preach the gossip. We were told to preach what? The gospel, good news. Sit down, let's read a few minutes, scripture here a minute. I wish I had a church here with me here. Hallelujah. We're ready to go to another level. How many of y'all ready to go to another level? I was trying to eat my entree, but I preached myself right into dessert. Glory to God. Hallelujah. May everybody who's sick in this room get well today. May high blood pressure meet the high priest today. There's a high priest in this house that can handle high blood pressure. May the high priest open the right valve. Unplug arteries in this house today. The high priest can do it. May the fire of the Holy Ghost melt plaque in your system today. Something supernatural got to happen here. I trust the Holy Ghost, Lord. Say, I trust the Holy Ghost. Ease in your seat now. Ease in your seat for a minute. We must know the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament, or the Old Covenant. New Covenant. Let's just read in God's Word in Hebrews chapter 8. Begin reading at verse 6. Watch what happened here now. Watch what happened. But now has he obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much also he's the mediator of a what? I can't hear y'all. Which was established upon what? Tell somebody next to you, that's good preaching, boy. Good preaching. Better covenant, better promises, right? Watch what it says now. Seventh verse says, for if that first covenant had been what? Faultless. Must have had some fault with it, right? Then should no place have been sought for the second. Oh, my God. Make a man want to preach. Stuff like this make a mule want to talk. But finding fault with them, he said, behold, the day is come. See, we're living in that day. Says the Lord, when I will make a what? With the house of Israel. See, we the church. Yeah. And with the house of Judah. Notice verse 9 now. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continue not in my covenant. Why they continue not? They couldn't. Not a person in here, not a person in this room can keep the Ten Commandments. I don't care how holy you think you are. I don't care how many chapters you read a day. I don't care how many hours you pray. You cannot keep the commandment. The commandment was a schoolmaster to take you to Christ. 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 Christ was a divine graduation from the old school to the new school, from performance to grace, from doing to believing. Because listen to this, my brothers and sisters, if you believe right, you're going to do right. You believe right, you're going to live right. All lives, you listening? Has a due season. So when you're in trouble, you sit under the gospel until your due season comes. Until you get Satan off your back, whatever habit, whatever mistake you've been making, you sit under the gospel until your due season comes. Watch verse 9 again. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law into their mind. Good God Almighty. He said, notice and switch. It's not what they're doing now. In the new covenant, God took over. He said, now I had y'all to see, y'all couldn't do it. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Now all y'all to fail to tell. Now let me take over. Let me take your life over. I will put my law in your mind. Let me do it. Let me do it. I can do it. I'll put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. My. Notice that I will. And I will be to them a God. And they shall be to me a people. We're switching covenant here now. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. Watch this. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Do you know him?
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We're switching covenant. Over three quarters of the body of Christ still living in the Old Testament. They got this do religion. But the D-E-W religion better. They're do, you know. So everybody should know me. Now look at verse 12. Oh my. Think about any sin you've committed. Look at verse 12. For I will be a murderer to their unrighteousness. I will kill everybody who make a mistake. Look at it, Hebrews 4:16. Get your shouting clothes on. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Now notice how he said, that we may obtain mercy. Obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. How can a Christian go down there? Got that throne waiting on them all the time? The cross made a throne. let us come boldly. See, I got a right to go to the throne. I got a right. And then the psalmist told us, even in the Old Testament, the last verse in the 23rd Psalm, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I bumped into mercy the other day. Found something I couldn't handle myself. So I bumped into mercy, and mercy handled for me. Lord, have mercy on me. Say it.
Lord,
Lord, pour your grace on me.
I receive it.
Yeah, man, but I was smoking weed last night. That's all right, smoke it. Keep coming here. Take your puff right before you come in the door. Come on in. You sat there long enough, and the high gonna hit you higher than weed. I probably would smoke myself, but I get so drunk in this word, I don't have no room for it. This world will make you take a smoke. You don't know something, everybody in here be on weed. If you wouldn't have Christ, you'll smoke crack. You'll have some crack. Don't be sitting there looking at me. If a person don't know no better, they're going to smoke weed instead of smoking Christ. When they learn how to smoke Christ, they're going to stop smoking weed. When we learn grace and we learn how we do not have to perform for a living, but we trust God, ain't gonna be no sex sin. A man's wife gonna satisfy. Ain't gonna keep his tail home and do what he's supposed to do. Because Christ live on the inside of him. Christ on the inside. The Christ is coming out of living because we don't have Christ in the right place. But creeping, come on. Make you creep on Saturday night and come here Sunday morning. Because I know you're a Christian. I know Christ in your heart. If I can get Christ stirred up enough, you sit up in the bed and declare yourself, I'm a free man. So now, I'm going to close in a minute. We're restoring the grace of Holy Communion. The word says, not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. This is a spiritual transaction. This is nothing about human effort. This is about the Holy Spirit taking you places you can't go. And that's his job. That's the Holy Spirit's job, to take us places we can't go. In the presence of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all feel not guilty? If you're guilty, you're still guilty. I don't know where you've been. Not on your own merits, but on his. What about that couple who had an argument last night? You ain't talking to me. Yeah, you're the very one I'm talking to. Well, you talk to the wall. You ain't getting no supper tonight. And you know if you don't get no supper, you know. I'm preaching now, boy. See, that's where people live at. This is where people live at. We ain't got time for you. Hold on. All this stuff. Let's go to the house. This gospel work at the house. Man, just don't say nothing to hurt no woman feeling. You better keep your mouth shut, because I'm feeling right down the tip end. You say anything, everything over. Learn to be silent, man. Learn to nod your head. All right, let's finish reading the scripture and close. I'm sorry, too late. See, a man can forgive in 15 seconds. She's a Christian, but something God put in that woman, she just ain't going to forgive you that fast. You got to do some penance and something. How many men know what I'm talking about if you ain't scared? Woo! Got some scary men in here. I ain't putting my hand up. She looking at me. Go ahead and laugh. That's all right to laugh. That's medicine for you. I don't want to go to an old pickle-faced church where the minister act like he's so great and unto the Lord. You can laugh every now and then. Hallelujah. God is good, man. Hallelujah. You see your way out? Can you see you're not guilty? Can you see God is not judging you? You already have been judged by Christ on the cross. That's the gospel of grace. Mostly we've been preaching the gospel of work and the gospel of performance, the gospel of what you do. He did it. You're going to get your healing today, because you're going to take it right. You're not going to take it to I wonder if I'm worried. I wonder if I'm guilty of the Lord's body. You're not guilty. Christ said, not guilty. Notice, I want to read this to you. Verse 12. For I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness. Watch out now. Watch out. Watch out. Tell somebody next to you, watch out. And their sins and their iniquities. Will I remember no more? What? For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he said a new covenant he had made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Go over in chapter 9, look at verse 14. I should read the whole thing, but just look at verse. How much more, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead work to serve the living God. My. Look right over in the 10th chapter. I'm going to close. Look at the 10th chapter. I'm trying to find a clothing place. But I know the Lord told me, don't cut back on the wood. Cut back on the song. Ain't nobody said, but sit at Jesus' feet and hear no song. It said, hear the word. Amen. You got to see this. I want you to see this now. You brought your shouting clue? All right. Hebrews 10, 15. You there? Whereof the who? Also is the what? For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their heart, and in their mind will I write them, and their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by, hello, Notice verse 20 now, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. Hold on now. And having a high priest over the house of God, Jesus. Look at verse 22 now. You ready? Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession, the confession of our faith, without wavering, for he is faithful. How many say he's faithful? And I'm fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. Amen? And then he says, let us consider one another to provoke unto shame, under guilt, under fault finding, and to good works, not forsaking the assembly. See, the reason you don't want to forsake the assembly yourself, quicker look at Luke 10, 39. You don't want to forsake assembly yourself. You don't want to be an internet Christian if you're in town, you know. Now, I got internet members thousands of miles away, but those who live right down the street, you can't be an internet member of this church. When something's going on, you need to come. See, because you come here, actually, my brothers and sisters, you sitting at the feet of Jesus right now and you're hearing his word. Jesus speaks through his servants. And all of us are imperfect. The speaker and the listener. But we're in Christ. God, dog, I'm preaching better than you shouting. But I took 35, 40 years off of you. Oh, because, yes, because all this preaching about being guilty, I've been right there with them, guilty, but they didn't understand grace. Didn't understand the cross. You remember the Lord said, I'm going to teach you about the cross? The cross crossed you over. Somebody said, well, you're giving them a license to sin. You're talking about adultery, smoke. They're going to smoke it anyway. They're going to commit. I don't need to give them no license to commit adultery. But I'm just telling them they're a Christian. They don't have to do it. And that I love them and Jesus loves them. That I want them to come home. What's good to beating them side the head? And why should I preach about one person and kill 99 more by preaching at that one person? Aren't you glad you had church this morning?
Yes.
Do you feel his amazing grace?
Yes.
Do you recognize God love you?
Yes.
Mistakes and all. You come to the point that you're not afraid of sin. Grace have dominion over sin. Every Christian in this church is going to live a holy life. When I get to teach about grace and how much God love them, and they're going to find out that's just foolishness of the flesh, and they're going to start living in the spirit. I bet you they're going to do it. It's possible. Next Sunday, I'm going to deal with the law and grace, work and grace, performance and promises. The law of faith need to be explained. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus need to be explained. And then I want to have you thinking about, and you can look in your Bible and look some places, how to be established in righteousness. Being established in righteousness is not talking about right doing. Being established in righteousness is going to cause right doing. But right doing can't establish you in righteousness. Then the next thing, another thing we want to talk about, we're going to take communion next Sunday. The next, might take communion Tuesday night. The next thing we want to talk about is being established in grace. As a scripture, I can't hold that one. Turn to Hebrews 13:8. I can't hold that one till next Sunday. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many of y'all ever read that scripture? You stopped too soon. Because you didn't know it. I didn't know it either. The next verse tell you something. The next verse tell you something. I love it. Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. I'm closing now. Don't get your watch out. Well, that's enough. That's enough time. We're doing good. But you turn to Hebrews 13. You see it? How many have had a sneak peek at the next verse? Tell the truth now. How many of y'all sneak peek? How many of y'all didn't wait on me? Just went on. See, let me see what he's talking about. Hallelujah. That's all right. That's your Bible. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. So then he said, because of that, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine. It's strange because I sin, I can't get clean. It's strange because I'm sin, I've lost my soul. No. Christ paid for your sin. You're going to turn. Watch what he says here now. For it's a good thing that the heart, how many of y'all with me? How many of y'all with me? That the heart be what?
Established.
With what?
Grace.
Underline that. The heart be established with grace. I'm going to show you how to establish your heart with grace, in grace, with grace, and establish your heart. Stand up. you're here and you need to make peace with God, it's a good time to make it. Heard how much he loved you.